From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Mason, August 3rd. Markets desk, 5 stories. Watch the tape, ignore the noise. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg. Markets, FTSE 100 Live, UK stocks, poised to lag as oil falls on Iran optimism. To continue, please click the box below to let us know you're not a robot. Please make sure your browser supports JavaScript and cookies and that you are not blocking them from loading. For more information, you can review our terms of service and cookie policy. For inquiries related to this message, please contact our support team and provide the reference ID below. Block reference ID 52875A32-801 WellOnF1 9RFF 1B1C EC79A10. Get the most important global markets news at your fingertips with a Bloomberg.com subscription. Subscribe now next. Second, from the daily upside, Wall Street looks to Zillow, Rocket Mortgage earnings, for clues on K-shaped housing market. It turns out that in Las Vegas, the house doesn't always win. At least, not in this real estate market. Once branded a pandemic boomtown, Sin City recently experienced the largest drop in home prices of any major city across the country, falling 1.9% year over year, according to the latest figures from the S&P Cotality Case-Shiller Index. Up next. Third, from the daily upside. Why highly leveraged ETFs are still in limbo at SEC. The snooze button is getting a workout. ETF issuers with big plans to expand their product lines, as well as the envelope of index investing, find themselves delaying launches for bold new funds such as highly leveraged strategies and ones similar to event contracts. There have been a record number of such exchange-traded fund filings this year with the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the regulator's message to issuers has been, not so fast. In response, companies pushed back the effective dates numerous times on products that, in some cases, may not see the light of day. And then, fourth, from Bloomberg, markets, why the US Treasury and Japan are supporting the yen. To continue, please click the box below to let us know you're not a robot. Please make sure your browser supports JavaScript and cookies and that you are not blocking them from loading. For more information, you can review our terms of service and cookie policy. For inquiries related to this message, please contact our support team and provide the reference ID below. Block reference ID 736C2515 8EF611F1B4FA E01302472C0E. Get the most important global markets news at your fingertips with a Bloomberg.com subscription. Subscribe now next. Fifth, from Bloomberg, markets, emerging market stocks, fall as Korea chipmakers slide once again. To continue, please click the box below to let us know you're not a robot. Please make sure your browser supports JavaScript and cookies and that you are not blocking them from loading. For more information, you can review our terms of service and cookie policy. For inquiries related to this message, please contact our support team and provide the reference ID below. Block reference ID 34823717 8EF2 11F1 B2C5 66513B2D 9F3E. Get the most important global markets news at your fingertips with a Bloomberg.com subscription. Subscribe now, up next. Sixth, from Scott Sumner. Thoughts on inflation and monetary policy. Today's post is brought to you by my sponsor, Mechanize. They're hiring junior software engineers at $300 key year base salary. Apply now. At the end of this post, I'll once again reply to Fable. Part 1. Last week, the Fed announced that it would not raise interest rates. The yield on 2-year Treasury notes declined on the news. But someone forgot to tell the long-term T-bond market, where 30-year yields rose by 11 basis points. And then, 7th, from Andrew Keane, 624, 2026, hedge fund watchlist, 624, 2026, hedge fund watchlist, Andrew Keane, June 24, 2026, paid share ERO, 8221, 2206, 40 calls for 30, SU 12-18-2026-75 calls for 60, SOC 1.15-20-27-15 calls for $1. Continue reading this post for free, courtesy of Andrew Keen. Claim my free post or purchase a paid subscription. Next. 8th from Andrew Keen. 8.3-2026 hedge fund watchlist. 8.3-2026 hedge fund watchlist. Andrew Keen Org 02-2026 paid 1 share LZM. 2.19-2027. 5 calls for 50 minimum, 1.15-2027. 210 calls for $3, DUK 12.18-2026 140, calls for $1.20. Continue reading this post for free, courtesy of Andrew Keen. Claim my free post or purchase a paid subscription. Up next, 9th, from Metals and Miners. Two questions every junior mining investor should ask before buying. Would I hold this stock for 10 years, and will this mine be built? There is an uncomfortable exercise that every resource investor should perform before allocating capital to an early stage mining stock. Imagine you are forced to buy the equity today and you are legally prohibited from selling a single share for 10 years. And then, 10th, from Hump Days, Fed leaves us all confused. Happy Sunday, Humphrey here. I'm sitting at the airport in New York, waiting to board my flight home. I spent the past few days here, the main reason being the Time 100 honoree event, which your boy was featured in. Haha. I also filmed a YouTube video with fellow creator Taylor Bell, where we go over 10 purchases she thinks are worth the money. Other activities included getting a famous NY bagel, Van Leeuwen ice cream, a Broadway show, and some good dinners with friends and my girlfriend. I'm currently working on a new show where I help people with their finances. That's the read. Watch the tape, ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.